Guys, I think let me try a new form of rolling tonight. Because, you know, nothing else is working for
the
me.
The one where you roll and then you just lie? You just add 10?
No, add 10 I have,
to all of your rolls?
I have honor. I am the Ned Stark of D&D, and no, even if it would help me, even if it would save all of you guys from wiping out and dying, I would not lie.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. This week... Oh, wait. No, hold on. I am your Dungeon Master, Michael Thriftiner Tomorrow. And with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
And Mike Bachman.
I thought about singing the entirety of Queen's Grace Kelly at this point, but if Tim's already in a bad mood, I think I'll save it for next episode.
We have one more special guest with us this week, but he's in a little bit of a funk.
He's a little grumpy cat.
We're going to let him cool off until he's ready to join the podcast.
He's got to drink his grumpuccino.
And act like the big kid I know he is.
Oh.
You know,
his frown is so frown. The frown is frown.
Part of like, what makes me admire Tim so much is just his just like childlike wonder and how he's always got a smile on his face, like all the time.
And it's plastered just... on terrifying smile.
And it's always so genuine.
Do you want to roll for see who's going to do the recap?
Who wants to roll?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Who wants to roll initiative?
I'm just kidding, Tim Lanning.
Hey, guys, it's great to be here. Thank you so much.
It's so fun because you really won't.
You really won't talk. Bachman and I don't care about rules.
Listen. There are very few rules left to us now that Obama's in the administration. Some of those still need to be.
Because he's a rule breaker?
He is. He's a wild rebel.
Everyone roll a d20.
Damn it, I got one higher than I got last time, Thrifty. I got a 14.
What did you get, Mike Bachman? 14. What did you get, Jennifer Cheek?
Four.
Just in case.
Tim Lanning.
I got a 2. I used one of Jennifer's dice.
It's the worst dice. It's the worst die.
What, Tim, what did you get?
I got a 15.
There you go.
Alright. Way to go, Tim.
Yay. So, last week, am I right? We ended up fighting some of those yokels. But more with words, not with fire and brimstone.
Maybe you should go back one step further.
Yeah.
So we woke up on a slab in this holdfast. Am I right? No, we're on our quest from Finnegan, and then we were on the way across that body of water there. But gosh darn it, man, there's this storm giant that just pushed us on out of the way.
He was super rude. I forgot about that.
Him tried to sink our boat.
How dare him!
But it pushed us down to this little tiny village with all sorts of,
what was the village called?
I don't remember.
Medwin.
Why do you know that and I don't?
Because I took notes. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be a better woman and remember more about our campaign.
So we went to Medwin, am I right? And, then we found these old codgers who just really didn't want us to be there. But we're like, F off. We're good. We're fine. Let's walk through. But then, we started to see some creepy stuff. I'm talking like old dudes, sexy lady creepy stuff. Then the like children were like, they're going to do bad stuff. I don't know, whatever. Fast forward to them leading a young boy out to a grove where they're going to feed him to like the nature spirit, which per the little girl was just like... How tall? 100 feet tall? 100?
100 feet tall.
It's a big one. Yeah. She might have been exaggerating because she, on account of her being so small.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we got there, am I right? And it was just some like dumbass forest troll. And then we decided to save the little boy and murder this troll.
And we started to.
And we started to. And then we left off on a thrilling bit of cliffhanger.
This troll? In order to die, has to take either acid or fire damage.
Is this true?
Or else he'll regenerate.
Or else he'll regenerate. Yep.
Do we have that?
I have both.
Harper does. I
got that in spades.
Don't. I do not have that. I got ice damage. Don't have any acid.
I had a fire eye patch that was robbed of all of its power by a certain DM.
Man.
Well... own.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Hey, we're at the top of the round, which means it is an immobilized Harper.
Why am I immobilized? Attacking.
Because you got immobilized.
You got gut.
During the last attack.
I can't imagine that that's true.
It is absolutely true.
100% true.
So what do you mean by immobilized? Does that just mean I can...
It means you cannot move. Do you see on your character there's a little net?
Oh, yeah.
It mostly means that you are fucked.
Well, okay. You are far from
I don't need
him.
To move.
Yeah, but he's like on you, though. That's probably bad.
I think I have moves that allow me to still move. So, I don't care.
Lay it on us, then.
Hey, is explosive pyre a encounter attack?
Yeah.
Okay, you used that. And you also used your lucky charm. And you took 18 points of damage.
Oof.
It's getting you up to speed.
Did I not write anything down? What's happening?
What's happening?
I'm a good DM.
Such a good DM.
I will go ahead and use Spark Form. And as we all know, I shift the number of my speed plus 2 because I turn into a bolt of lightning. So, let's do
that. So you can do that even if you're immobilized?
I gotta assume so.
I guess it's not part of your move. It's like the...
Yeah, I turned into lightning, you know?
All
right. I rolled a 19 plus 12.
That's great.
So I think I just do it, but whenever I move through someone, I have to roll the d20 plus 12. So I got a grand total of 31 versus reflex.
31 versus reflex. That will hit.
And I did a stunning 7 damage against him.
Yikes.
But the big thing here, The big thing here, kids, is that I'm moving El Harper. Like, I go through him, so I touch him once, and then I move, like...
Yeah, you should move far away.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to try to immobilize him.
Yeah, so I'm over there
on my
now,
turn.
And that is my thingy.
Is that your whole turn?
Well, I can't move. I guess I could... I don't have any cool miners that I know of. I might. Let me... Hold up.
Hold up.
I could do chaotic... Oh, no. Nah. Yeah.
Alright.
I'll do a chaotic defense, just because Harper doesn't like to have nets upon him. Do we have a D4, my beautiful love?
What is chaotic defense?
Rob's in here.
It's a roll one, and then... If I get a 1, I get one thing. If I get a 2, I get something. If I get a 3, I get something. If I get a 4, I get all 3 of those
things.
Okay, so I just gained... so until the end of the encounter, each creature that attacks me takes 2d6 damage. So
shit.
Think of me being, like, turning into a bolt of electricity, and then I'm like... And then I jump through him, and then I land over to the left, or area, and then I'm, like, still crackling with energy. I'm like... Like that.
Nice.
That's what happened.
Those are beast sounds.
I'm full of bees.
I didn't say bees, but maybe you are.
Tim, can you give me a saving throw?
No.
Against immobilization.
11. Get that thing off me.
You are no longer immobilized. Congratulations.
Good job.
That's pretty dope.
Okay, speaking of dope, Tom the Dragonborn, you're up and ready to ride.
Wait, was that a compliment or not a compliment?
It's a compliment.
I was saying Tom the Dragonborn's dope.
Why wasn't you? Wasn't sure if you were calling him a dope. Like,
no, he's like talking more like street dope.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
He's Jennifer. He's funky fresh.
I'm funky.
Good
fresh.
Point.
Have you seen my streetwise skill?
Is it good?
My breakdance skill, as it were.
Oh my god! Yes, okay. It's your bard and dancing and anyway.
You know what? I'm gonna do something a little ballsy. Let's see.
Tom the Dragonborn doing something a little ballsy.
Well, it's not
guys.
Really, it's not really ballsy. I don't know why I said that.
I need whiskey because I'm in a bad mood.
Kill it with the whiskey. Kill it.
Put a thumbtack on his chair.
Oh.
Cheer him right up. It always cheers me up.
He loves it.
I'm going to use my charm power from my amulet of seduction.
Oh, you're going to seduce this troll?
I'm going to seduce this troll. I'm going to make this troll.
guys, what? Look at Harper. Look at Harper's icon.
Guys.
When he comes back, pretend he's dead.
Okay. I'll be like, remember 2 turns ago? Let's see. I thought I had, like, a bonus, like, something where it's like, oh, if I do a charm attack, I get some shit.
Yeah, I thought you had a magic item.
When you pose a charm effect, the save can end, the target takes a minus to the first saving throw. Okay, so I'm gonna use my charm against him. Let's see, it's charisma plus the amulet's enhancement bonus, so charisma plus 1 versus will. Oh, 19! Plus my charisma... Plus 1. Where's my... it's 6.
You roll a 19, you beat his will.
Okay, doesn't matter. So he cannot attack me until save ends. But the first saving throw that he does is going to get a -2 to that penalty to that throw.
So he wants to bone you.
Yeah, he just like... He was like, you know, I'm going to take out this party, but... Oh, whoa, ho, who is this?
Who is this beautiful dragonborn man?
What do you call that, a baritone or a tenor? Oh, I don't care.
Is this a Hercules joke?
I'm in love.
These come up a lot, and I don't get them.
It's not a Hercules joke. It's an All Dogs Go to Heaven joke, which also come up a lot.
That's true.
I need to rewatch that movie.
That movie's a
I put a little heart on him.
Well, it's a broken heart. He's not broken his heart yet. And then I'm going to activate...
Oh, but you will.
I'll activate Skald's Aura, just because it's a Mina. Mina.
Guys.
Mina. Because it's a Mina. Make your mother proud. Make your Skald's Aura.
I don't know what you're saying.
Guys, Rosh Hashanah started tonight.
Make
your mother proud.
Let's make it nice around.
And then I don't really need to worry about using my movement action. So I'm just going to hang out.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Did you say what you said to the troll? I was getting whiskey because I'm a troll.
I didn't necessarily say anything to him. He just noticed me. You know, for across the room, our eyes locked. It was just a magical moment. Sometimes you don't need words.
Exactly. When it's true love.
I don't know how to talk to girls.
All right, so I guess that's your turn?
That's my turn.
All right, the troll is going to shift up towards Aludra.
That's fine, that's whatever.
Wait, is Harper dead? Double dead?
Oh, sorry, dude. When you were getting your whiskey, you got
straight murked. Dude. You took a really long time.
Yeah, well, did you black out or something?
Listen,
for a long time.
When I get the drinks, I get the shakes, and then I see things.
The pink elephants, they talk to me.
I got to have my medicine.
But why he did?
Oh, okay, so he's going to try to recharge his grasping brambles.
Bramble!
He will fail.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing. He's going to use rending claws. The troll uses claw twice. If both attacks hit the same target, that target is weakened until the end of the troll's next turn.
Oh, I don't want this to happen.
Okay, so claw attack number one is going to be... Ooh, that's pretty good. That's going to be a 29.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Armor class.
Wow, that hits.
So he probably thinks that Aludra is trying to take his man Tom.
I should say.
He can feel that buddy cop vibe between us, but he doesn't understand.
This one's mine.
And then, ooh, this isn't as good. 28.
Oh my god! What is
this
crap?
That's true, it isn't as good.
So I'm weakened?
So you got hit twice? The second one hit you?
Yeah, my AC's 23.
Okay, yes, you are weakened.
What does that mean?
You do things that are weak.
Weakened. I think I get a minus two to something.
I need rules. Someone explain. Someone aware me on the rules.
Tim, you make us aware of the rules while I find an icon that represents weakness.
It's probably a woman.
I'm going to snatch that whiskey out of your hand and throw it in your eyeballs.
Harper, I'm in character. Don't get mad at me. Jesus Christ.
That's what you always say, though, even when we're not playing D&D.
When aren't we playing D&D, Jennifer?
We are
when
playing a
while the creature is weakened, its attack deal half damage. However, two kinds of damage that it deals are not affected. Ongoing damage and damage that isn't generated by an attack itself. So, Jennifer, you do half damage. Cool.
So, so I put this little figure on you of a man flexing, and it's ironic.
It's opposite of that.
That's why it means you're weakened.
Oh, no. It's so sad.
Aludra, Harper will help defend you. I am your knight in tattered rags.
Okay, let's do the fun part, the rolling for damage.
Oh, sweet. I don't think I got hit last time, though, so...
The first claw attack does 16 damage. The second claw attack does 20 damage.
Jeez. Okay, hold on.
So you take 36 damage.
And is she brambled?
36.
She is not brambled. She is just weakened.
But is that how she's brambled?
Yes. She has brambles all over her.
Man. This is like nature. This is like nature, which I like, but it's hurting me, which I don't like.
Confusion.
Fine. Is it my turn now?
It is. Yes. It is Aludra's turn.
Thank goodness. I am going to turn into the form of Winter's Herald.
My God.
Let's try to scare him off by turning into an icy, scary lady.
You just want to be more sexy.
I'm always sexy. I don't need more sexy. Duh. So I get a plus one bonus to AC, and each square within two squares of me, wherever I move, is difficult terrain for my enemies. So there's that.
So
and what about your frenemies?
Oh no, they're. I don't know how to answer this question.
Yes. I don't know if a frenemies is in 4th edition.
Yeah,
but it's definitely.
I think it's like different rules.
So I don't know the ruling.
So now that I've turned into a giant ice lady, I'm going to do my standard attack for Form of Winter's Herald, which is a burst one for enemies.
Don't touch my dice.
Oh my god. Well, that's not going to do anything. I can go ahead and tell you that right now, because that is a 14 versus AC.
That is not going to do anything.
Guess what, though? I have a thing. If I miss, I get to do half damage, and target is immobilized until the end of my next turn. So there's that, at least. That's why I chose this. So half damage. So I get a quarter damage, because I already do half damage, right?
So what, you do like...
Oh.
Two damage?
I'm probably going to do about two damage.
No, it's great. You do half damage, and you do half damage, so you actually do full damage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was 13. So 6. So 3 damage.
Whoa! Is he bloodied?
He's not bloodied.
Weird. That's okay, though, because he's immobilized now, and I mark him.
Oh, he's immobilized?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when I miss, even if I miss, he's immobilized.
Cool.
And he's in that zone. So he's like, in my zone. I can't move, but I can't shift. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it's difficult terrain.
You. And he can't attack you.
And Thrifty, did I got out of my net. Throw?
What's up?
Did he take a saving throw on his turn?
No, he did not. Was he supposed to?
I don't know. You got to pay attention to that stuff, man.
Dang.
He was. He was.
I would not make a DM angry.
Oh gosh.
He's a mean man.
Be careful, everyone.
He's such a mean man.
I love you, Thrifty.
I love you too, buddy. Harper.
What? So
it's your turn.
Explain to me how this regeneration works.
If he gets to his turn this time around and he has not taken fire or acid damage, he will regenerate a certain number of hit points. That is more than you have done this round.
Okay, so I think Harper's main thing is that he's going to sit back and just be cheap and shoot him with acid.
Yeah, he should do that.
So
we need that.
Here, it's 18, so 30 versus reflex.
That's going to hit.
Okay, so that's not terrible. Is this a D10? Whoa, I forget how much damage I do sometimes.
I'm so impressive.
So
my Blotman is frozen.
Oh,
I thought he was a beautiful statue, but
I'm not frozen.
Wait, he is a beautiful statue.
Whoa.
You're like those people in the park that look like statues, but they're not, and the people I will give you money if you were near me.
23 damage.
They're just gazing.
And
okay.
I think is there an area I should move to that's, like, helpful for, like, I don't know.
Oh.
So, guys, this green dot on him means that he can't regenerate this round.
So Harper just, like...
You know, I thought I was being clever by making it so that he can't attack me, Tim, but I realized that all I did was increase the chance that he'll attack you.
Uh-oh. Hey, man, he's marked, and he's in...
He's marked by me, yeah, so...
So I guess for funsies, I can slowly but surely utilize all 20 of my 20 ranges. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can go up to 20?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. Run away.
Go far away.
I'll slowly just be like, what up? What is
that? What is that? That's the sound of acid?
So he's literally only going to be able to attack Jennifer until that save ends. Which, knowing my luck, will happen next turn.
Well, you also remember, you're dealing with Jennifer's luck, too. So whenever your whatever is good for you is bad for Jennifer, it's better luck for you.
So what's the algorithm?
Yes, like, true.
I don't know. It's
my luck divided by the square of Jennifer's half luck.
Right. Yeah.
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 Carry the two.
And I'm done. So it's good thing I have my sparks just crackling around my face.
I'm gonna have to go down.
Tom
to
the Dragonborn.
80% scale just to see where. Where Tim's hanging out. And why is like they're like a young child? Who is that again? Oh, that's
the boy. They're saving him.
I'm sorry.
Oh, is he in the ground? What is he doing?
He's cool. Again? We just moved him out of the way.
He's looking
on. He's running away.
He's looking on with boyish wonder.
He's run further away.
He's skedoodled.
Well, Tom's gonna scooch. He's gonna scooch right on up her. And what he's gonna
right
do.
On over her.
What he's gonna do is he's gonna hit him. You gotta hit him real quick, like.
If he's huge, just one to your left, I won't feel like I have to argue about combat advantage.
Oh, you're right. So that's what he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's canon. That's what he did.
You take an opportunity attack for moving blood.
Okay. I'm going to hit him with my bastion. Well, no. Yeah, that's temporary hit points. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do bastion to defense. It's going to be... 9 plus 12 versus AC. So, 21? That's what I said. You heard me.
But you get plus 2
because I'm flanking.
Got combat advantage, which means you hit him.
Thank you for being so nice to me, Thrifty.
Not smart, Thrifty.
You did really great.
And oddly enough, weakened doesn't reduce the ability to have combat advantage.
It's 3d10s, which I got a 10, I got an 8, and I got a 5. So 15, 23 plus 6, 29. I'm on due to that guy.
29. Wow, that's a lot of damage. That's a bucket.
And each ally within 5 squares, which still includes Tim because he hasn't run away that far, gets +1 to defenses until all defenses until the end of turn. Encounter. Sorry. And
who's Tim?
+1 to defenses until the end of their encounter.
And end of encounter, specifically.
I feel like every time he does this, we're caught off guard by how
good it is.
Each ally within 5 squares of you gains temporary hit points equal to 5 plus my charisma modifier. So give yourself 8 temporary.
I would love to do that. Tim, I think you stole my pen.
I keep losing mine, though.
Shield.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic. And it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This little shield means that you've got plus one to your defenses.
I'm just going to do I'm just going to do Demonic Frenzy on him now. Which is just another 1d6.
Wait, how many temporary hit points did we get?
Eight.
So nice.
So I hit him for another 3. And then Jennifer's in range now, so I've got a minor left. I'll do my Dragon Breath.
Golly.
Hey, man. Gomer Pal. It not be your turn? Am I right?
That is another... Oh, yeah, no, I need to attack roll. Shit. Idiot. 15 plus 10, so 25 versus Reflex.
50, it looks like you're having just the best time with these new icons.
I'm really going crazy. Yeah, that hits.
Okay, so I hit him for another 10 damage.
Yeah.
And also, Jennifer, something happens to you, you get... I thought, improve Dragon Breath. Why do I always... What episode are we on? How many thousands 45. Of episodes have we done? And I still don't know what the fuck my improved...
It's plus 2 to attacks for, like, your attack for either the encounter or for the next turn. I think it's encounter.
Plus 1 to attack rolls till the end of the encounter.
For me.
Yeah, for Jennifer. Okay.
And the troll. Huh.
Wait, really?
That's what that little fist means.
Jeebus.
You've got all kinds of buffs and icons.
Man, it's a crown of buff around my head.
Damn your buff.
Okay, so Bachman, can you describe what Tom the Dragonborn does here in a visual way?
Yeah, what his attack is?
Can you paint a word picture for what the hell just happened?
Well,
Tom,
you know, knowing that his foe is blinded by love, does like a quick little sidestep and just like hits him right in the back, knowing that, you know, he's behind him and he's not going to see who did it, so he won't fall out of love with him. He hits pretty hard and then like lashes out in anger. Like he hits with one hand with his sword and then lashes out in anger with his claw with the other. And then just like in a fluid motion after that, spews forth lightning onto the creature. And it's just really uncalled for.
Rude, TBQH.
Yeah, Aludra just thinks it's the best.
I'm like bathing. I'm just basking in this beautiful fire.
Okay. And now it is the turn of the troll. So taking off
this
the green
asshole.
Pip, which means that next round he can heal unless something happens. Is he... When does he stop being immobilized, Aludra? Is it save ends?
He stops being immobilized at the end of my next turn.
Okay. So, he's gonna go out on a little bit of a...
He's gonna go out on a limb? I don't know, I'm just reaching here.
Going out on a limb.
Are bursts... Does he get opportunity attacks if he does a burst?
If it says ranged.
It doesn't say ranged.
No.
Okay. He bursts. And he is gonna take a negative... penalty because he's not attacking Aludra. He is in fact attacking Harper.
Wait, how?
What?
With a burst in range of 10.
Oh, wait, interesting. That checks out.
Dang.
He is doing a Feyroot snare.
A Feyroot snare? I haven't had one Feyroot of those since snare. Thailand.
Oh.
That's silly.
Gross. You haven't even been to Thailand.
She's saying gross that... about my lying.
Your lying is disgusting to me.
Tim, can you tell me if a 30 hits your reflex?
It does.
It definitely
I'm
does.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That hits me.
Okay. So you're gonna take you're gonna take 20 points of poison damage.
Why?
Jeez.
And you are restrained and cannot teleport.
Good. I don't need to teleport. Idiot.
And you're going to take an ongoing 10 poison damage until you save.
Okay, so bye-bye 8 temp.
Yeah, you need those.
So I'm at 22 for all everyone listening at
you
home.
Took you counted your 8 temp, right?
Yep, I was at 34.
Oh, gotcha.
Does that mean you're bloodied?
Sounds bloodied to me.
22 is not half of 34.
Well, no, I think I am.
He was hit before.
I am bloodied, my friend.
Okay, this green thing on you means you're taking 10 ongoing poison damage, and so you save.
You need to not die, because you're the only thing that...
Yeah. So this fellow takes 2d6 damage, so I'll roll that.
But also, doesn't he take an opportunity to attack?
Even if he's not in melee?
Yep, does not say melee.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, how about this? Take 6 damage. Don't touch me. 6 damage. 2d6. 6 damages. You know, I rolled
What kind of damage is it, Tim? Is it typed? Is the damage typed?
No, it's just arcane.
Okay.
Do I get to do an opportunity?
Acid fire. That's what it is.
Tim? I will also point out that you're within range of my aura still, so you can do a healing surge plus 2d6 if you need.
On your turn.
Yeah.
Because I'm in his scald.
Yeah, I think you do get an opportunity. You probably get an opportunity attack.
That makes
it should
sense.
Say, like, attack type.
Who gets an opportunity attack?
Me, because I had him marked, and he hit him.
Oh, true that.
So just, that's what... No.
What?
He just takes a penalty to his attack.
Oh, really?
Fighters get to do the opportunity attacks.
Okay.
That's unfortunate.
Guys, I'm glad it's been 45 episodes and we know the rules.
There's so many
of
them.
We're so much better than we used to be, but...
That's true.
This will all be edited out. Enjoy live chat room. Enjoy my ignorance.
You get to hear us warts and all
on YouTube because it's not a large section of us not talking, so I don't see it.
Not there.
Okay, everyone be quiet for 1 minute. Okay, so that is that, and now the troll is going to save against his love for Tom.
I hope he's keeps
why would he
loving
even do
him.
That?
Love is beautiful.
Why would he even save against... Why would he not want love?
He rolled a 17. Ugh. He no longer loves Tom.
No!
Minus 2! Sorry.
50.
It's okay.
Okay. So now he gives zero shits about Tom.
He realizes that this love was a lie.
He should get like a bonus to attacks. Like, you're my ex-girlfriend and I hate you.
Oh, no.
And then we go to Aludra. Who is weakened.
Oh, I'm so dumb right now. I have a thing called Wardham's Grasp that an enemy marked by you that is within 5 squares you makes an attack that does not include you as a target.
Wait, sorry, you're no longer...
Wow. Weird.
Shut!
Jennifer, aka Aludra, doesn't know her character enough, and Tim Lanning gets suffered again. Haven't enough of my characters died? Jennifer, is this what you want? Do you want me to not quit my job?
Jennifer, Aludra is no longer weakened.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Oh. So I don't do a save or anything? It's just like not true anymore?
And end of Troll's turn was when it went away.
Oh, okay. That's actually... it's fine.
Guys, we need advertisers to just go like... Like, right in the front right here. Like.
Okay.
Meineke.
So, I'm gonna do my... Hold on. There's too many things. I'm gonna do my Wilding Strength as a minor. This is the one that, until end of my next turn, whenever you make an attack roll or damage roll, the weapon attack, roll a d6 and add it as a power bonus. So, I'm gonna do that. And then I'm going to do... My Rending Fury. Jesus.
He can't help you now.
He's obviously not. What's up with that? Okay.
So oh my god, you guys.
So that one's a 17.
Figure out a new move of his that is going to be...
That's an 8. Okay, this one was an 18 versus AC. Does that hit 50?
18 versus AC. Did you add in your plus from the dragon breath?
Uh-huh.
And you're also
and
flanking.
Flanking.
Oh, no, I didn't add in flanking. That's a plus
2.
So it'll be 20. versus AC.
Yeah, it still misses.
Okay, but I get to roll twice on this one. So
yeah, you do.
Jennifer That's rolls better. Weird. Not only does she roll bad, she rolls weird.
That was much hey guys, better. Wow.
Just FYI, the other cool thing about this guy that I forgot is see this green aura around him?
Mm-hmm.
If you end your turn in that, you take 5 damage.
What?
Shit. Okay. So this one's...
Wait, is that for both of us?
Everyone who ends... Any creature that ends its turn in the aura takes 5 damage.
How long does that aura last?
Forever.
Forever! Shit. That's this one is...
Nah, you're lying.
That's an always 16, power.
22. Does 32 hit his AC?
Yes, 32 hits his AC.
Thank the Lord. Okay.
This is almost as bad as the time that Dritzt was attacked by all those trolls.
So,
you know, Dritzt.
Until the end of his
Oh my
next...
god, that was such an epic... I remember that.
That was tough. I don't even know how they did it.
So this stupid troll, he takes a -2 penalty to attack rolls for attacks that don't include me as a target. And now I will see how much damage he gets. This is a 10.
I wish I could describe how Jennifer rolls differently for every die, so that
I don't know. I'm just trying to like, make it better, okay?
Get the gambling spirit. Maybe if I run it this way.
Why aren't you blowing on her dice for it?
That's a good point.
I actually did that wrong anyway.
Luck be a lady tonight.
11 damage.
Okay.
It's not super exciting, but.
Hey man, life is good.
Okay. And he is... No, that's it. Yeah, he just takes a -2 penalty, but he's still in my zone, so he can't shift.
Well, let me get in my zone.
Okay. Are you going to... So is that it? You're done?
Yeah, and I'm not... I'm going to mark him, and I'm not moving.
You're not moving? You're just going to take it?
Yeah.
All right, you take 5 damage.
All right.
Cool, bros.
Harper, I'm gonna need you to take 10 poison damage.
I really Why? Fucked up.
Tell me. Alright, I'm at 12.
Oh god, how can this stop? You have to save?
I assume so.
I can give you an extra saving throw on my turn, so we're good.
Dope. Tom, what are your aura's ranges?
It's 5.
Okay, and it's a minor to get a saving throw?
Yeah, it's, well...
You're completely immobilized, FYI.
It's a healing surge plus 2d6.
You're restrained.
You're restrained.
No one cares about that right now, Thrifty.
Shit. Okay, so I use my minor action to use a healing surge. So I'm up to 25 plus, what is it? Do I get bonuses to the healing surge for your skull's aura? Thomas?
Buckleman's.
How many bonuses to that? It's 2d6.
For Skald's aura.
2d6.
Yeah, a healing surge plus 2d6.
Okay. So I am solidly out of bloodied. I'm at 30 HPs. Now, am I like covered in vines or something?
Yeah, you're restrained. And you can't teleport.
Can I? No, I don't want to do anything. Okay, I think I'll just, you know, I don't want this ugly troll to grow back any more of his hooves. The stench is bad enough. So, yet again, he does his duty as he does, as he do. Uh-oh.
Oh, crit. It's a crit.
I cratted. Do I have a high crit weapon?
He crotted.
Let's find out. I don't think I've crotted in a while. I get an extra d10 because I crotted.
Hooray!
So I do 26 damage plus a d10. And that's a 2. That's a 2 of a d10. So 28 totes. Because I rolled a natural 20. Yeah. Alright. Praise the Lord.
Hey, Tim.
Talk to me.
Great roll.
Thank you. I did literally the best beginning and the lower 20 percentile second part. It's easy to do.
The first one was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easier to say lower or higher percentile when you roll a d10. You don't have to do, in my opinion, any math. So Harper's just standing back there and he's like, yeah! You know, it's not very interesting, but he's doing it. He knows what's up.
Okay, is that your turn?
What about a saving throw?
A saving throw.
And yeah, I was going to ask you. It's a one saving throw for both things.
And I get buffs to my sav throws? Bachman?
I have a minor action where I can give you an extra saving throw. So if you F up one of these, I can give you a saving on my next turn.
Does the Scald's Aura count as taking a second wind?
No, it does not. It's a minor action to spend a healing surge.
Okay,
use your second wind. No.
Okay, so then you don't get the bonuses to defenses and saving throws from second wind. Because does a second wind give you a bonus to your saving throws?
Maybe.
I think so, but yeah. Standard action. Standard action.
If you use mine, you get a +3 to your saving throw anyway, so we're good.
Which one am I rolling for first?
They're the same. They're together.
Ah.
It's just one thing.
I got an 18.
So, woohoo!
All right, you're no longer poisoned and restrained.
Get these poison nettles off my hide!
And that was an encounter, so he can't actually do that again.
Unless he recharges because he's a monster.
No, that's not even a rechargeable one. It's just a one-time thing.
Just straight up one time.
This whiskey's delicious. Maybe if I say, delicious. Knob Creek, it's delicious whiskey. Drink it when you fight dragons. Maybe they'll give us free whiskey.
That's false advertising because you're fighting a troll.
He didn't say,
person.
I'm drinking it right now and we're fighting a dragon.
And also, he said, drink it when you fight
dragons. Fine, it's misleading advertising. It's Tom the Dragonborn, go.
It's not misleading.
But it fits with our goddamn branding.
Brand.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I am gonna do my deadly returns. I'm gonna do a roll right now. I rolled in 11 plus 12. It is 23.
23 versus what?
AC.
That hits.
As if I'd roll against anything else. Come on.
Sometimes you do.
Come on. Oh.
Come on.
9 plus 2, so 11 plus 6, 17 damage I'm going to hit him for.
All right.
Now,
be that way.
Until the end of my next turn, if the target makes a melee attack against myself or an ally, Jennifer, the ally can make an opportunity attack against the target.
Nice.
Wow. Write that down.
I will forget.
Right on your screen.
So wait, if he hits you, I can make an opportunity attack if he hits me,
or if he hits you, you get to make an opportunity attack.
Oh, sweet. I love this.
With a melee attack. I don't know if I got like a useful minor or not. No, I'm pretty good right now.
Okay. Are you going to stay in the zone?
I am going to stay in the zone.
You take 5 damage.
Zone.
So I'm down to +3 temporary HP.
Okay. Guys, troll time. Let's try to recharge this bitch.
Troll time.
Oh, no recharging.
Damn straight.
That's too bad.
Which means it's rending claws time.
That sounds like a melee I've ever heard of.
You get attacked that twice does. By rending claws.
That sounds definitely like a melee.
That is going to be a, how does a 30 suit you for our AC?
That gets me. Sure does.
Okay. And how does a 32?
Oh my god, what is this dude's deal?
Suit you.
Get ready to take two opportunity attacks, Aludra.
Oh, I can take two?
You can only take one. Nope.
What?
You can't.
What do you mean?
You can only take one immediate reaction during your turn.
Wait.
Whoa. You just got ruled.
Man.
If the target makes a melee attack, the target can make an opportunity attack.
You can only take one immediate action on your turn.
You're making this shit up.
I'm not. If 100 guys ran by you, you can only attack the first one.
Well,
what if they ran into your sword that you're holding out? Like,
yep, you just hold it out and you clothesline them all. It's still one action. Fuck, Thrifty.
Dang it. Okay. Well, I'll do my melee basic. And I get right, a plus six right now. So that's good news.
Yeah, you get plus one to attack rolls, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of pluses happening right now. It's pretty excellent.
And plus two. Jennifer, plus three to attack rolls.
Jennifer, you have so many pluses. You're so beautiful.
Wow. Holy shit. This is going to hit him, because I haven't even added all my bonuses, and I'm already at a 30 versus AC, so it's just, like, that's going to...
What did you roll?
I rolled a 14, then I get an additional 6.
Who are you?
And then plus 10 already, like, because of my weapon. And then I would get 3. So it'd be 33. 33 versus AC.
That's going to hit.
Damn right.
Hooray!
So what damage do you do to Mr. Troll?
Let us find out.
Can we get through this, because I want to tell you how much damage you took.
Oh, I don't want that.
Is it fun?
It's 10, that's great news.
Are we gonna laugh?
Okay. He takes 19 damage.
Oh, damn.
That's a lot for me.
You took 33 damage.
What?
That's tough.
Well, I'm pretty bloodied right now.
I still got an aura.
Yay. What does the aura do for me again?
Healing surge plus 2d6 if you want to take it as a minor on your turn.
Yeah. That sounds good. Wowie.
Plus I've still got inspiring words. I got all sorts of stuff. We're good.
I have 12 hit points.
So go ahead and take your minor. Oh wait, no, it's the troll's turn. What am I saying?
You gotta so pay the troll toll.
Oh, toll. Get the boy soul. We all said that like we were like sad while we were singing.
Okay, now it's Eludra's turn.
Okay, so it really is my turn now.
Yeah, now it's your turn.
So I'm gonna definitely take the healing surge because wow. So that would be sorry. I have to scroll. What is my healing surge these days? It's my healing surge plus 2d6, Bachman.
Yes, plus 2d6.
Great.
Dose.
So I get 26 hit points back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really going to help us in the long run.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like on the whole...
So that's my minor
preparation
right now.
Feels good.
Stop it, you son of a bitch.
What is happening?
Just parse it. Just parse through what he said.
Mm-mm. I'm just going to stop thinking about it.
It's an Austin Powers reference.
Yeah. Oh. What, Austin Powers isn't cool anymore?
I don't know, but I've only seen one of those movies.
You guys want to listen to
I have so much less respect.
Watch Austin Powers?
I think it was Austin Powers 2.
I'm going to do... I'm going to use my resilience... No, I'm going to use my Thorn Strike, even though you can't get pulled any closer, just because.
You can't just bring close.
He's already as close as possible.
So you did take that that extra Skaldora buff, right? Or Healing Surge?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I did.
So that's two.
Right back.
I did it.
Doink!
14, 24. Right. So I still have all those pluses, right?
24? Well, you have that plus one, and you're flanking.
Right. Yeah, plus one from the Dragon Breath.
So yeah, 25 versus AC.
And then two for flanking.
That hits.
Hooray! And now I will do damage upon him. It's not as good as I wanted it to be. That's better. So he takes 11, 17 damage.
Okay. You realize he's been holding back a little bit. I guess maybe he didn't think you guys were in so much trouble. But now that he realizes you guys are for real, he's going to use his Savage Wrath, which is the trigger that the troll takes damage by an enemy attack. Effect, opportunity action. The troll uses claw.
No!
No,
the claws!
It's not this time, not now, not again.
Oh, it was going to go on 18 and then it landed on 4.
Ha ha ha.
Total of 17 versus AC.
No!
And you get plus one AC, remember?
I remember that. It wouldn't have got me anyway. I'm 23.
All right, you still have a move. Are you going to use it?
You could shift one back if you mark him. Shift back. You're outside of his blah, blah, blah.
That's a good point. I would like to do that.
That way, Tom can start outside his blah blah blah.
And he'll still
Then he can shift back. Yada yada.
And he'll
yada.
Still be in my zone.
Keep him in your zone. Save Tom.
Perfect.
Better defender. I should just play all three of you.
You shut your mouth. But if you could help me remember that if someone hits, if the monster hits someone other than me when he's marked, I have things.
Listen, I'm a feminist. I don't want to keep jumping all over you. This isn't the bedroom.
No, here's, wowie. Well, here's the problem, is that usually when I do my mark, people only hit me. They don't normally break the mark, and I forget.
Yeah.
So help me remember.
Really going out there.
Help me remember it. And if you, monster. Can you also help me remember that I have a thing that if the enemy, if he gets up in my ally's grill, then I have a thing too.
Okay. I'm here for you.
An enemy enters a square adjacent to an ally, and I have a thing for that.
But you gotta remember those. Those are like
I'm getting
your that's like your thing. That's what separates you from like a minion.
I know.
So you backing away pretty much kills our flanking forever.
No.
Yes.
It kills your flanking, but
well it's gonna kill hers too, because he's gonna on his turn, he's gonna move up to her. And I'll no longer be up against him. There'll never be a time again where we're both touching him.
Wait, what's the turn order?
It goes, it's me.
Harper, Tom, Troll, Eludra.
Hmm, yep. That's true.
It is true. Yeah, we'll lose it. But I think the ability to save Tom from damage is probably smat.
What do you mean save Tom from damage?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Troll, Eludra. Wait, was it Troll, Eludra?
Yeah.
So next turn, Troll will go into your zone.
Basically, it hits me first. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to hit him, and if I don't want to get hit, I'll have to shift out.
Yes.
And then he'll move up, and I won't be I won't be flanking him anymore, and I'll have to come back. I'll have to come back up, but I won't be able to shift out again.
It's all fucked up. You should probably delay.
Can he do that?
I think so. What? If he delays after Eludra.
Oh, so that I get the flanking bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. All right, guys. So I'm going to cut the battle right there. We'll have to wait until we get
back. Oh, but my acid.
Oh, I've got healing to do.
but you know, we'll be back next week. We'll see how this battle with this troll works out. I'm saving up some action points. I think I'm going to use them right at the end.
Bullshit.
Spoiler alert. Got
it.
Oh, sorry. Tim, do we have any feedback? Nope.
I'm a woman, but have a dragon boner for this podcast, says Marin's mom from the United States. Thank you. Trant Thumble says, it's a review. Good day, mate. Tajoker says, awesome podcast. Dorkblade Inc. from the United States says, best podcast out there. 7777. 777. Just Curious 18 from the United States says, oh no, I caught up. I have to ask, has anyone ever told Tim Lanning his voice sounds very similar to Brendan Small's voice from Home Movies? That's amazing.
That is a huge compliment.
Brendan. Brendan! Meme 890987 from Kanata says, g'day mate. Tim is currently reading this sentence.
What? How did he know?
Wow. Guys, that sounds like an epistemological problem.
Wowie. Cake Tails.
That's a big one.
Cake Tails says, reflex! Thorian, that Nickamal's taken, says, literally the best podcast. As a dude on the internet, I'm the most qualified to say that this is simply the best podcast. I'm most excited for the thrilling Daisy subplot. Mantle117 says from Australia, Ragu! Awesome! Tim is the greatest. Still miss Darkblade. Sly Flourish! Man, this is really great for Tim.
Oh, man. Remember how you were so grumps earlier? He's on that podcast high now.
I do remember being grumpy. 40 minutes.
Is that it, or are there more? Are we done?
I think I got one or two more. My count.
Okay, go ahead.
Lauren Kim from Kanata says, g'day, mate, teenage flashback. Salerno from the United States says, I feel like I have to. When I first started listening, the episodes were longer. Now they aren't. I think that's weak.
Oh, yeah. I'd put that in there. I mean, you could still give us 5 stars, so that was nice.
Yeah.
But he thinks our podcast episodes are too short.
They're technically shorter.
They are shorter.
They are technically shorter, but that's because it's better this way.
Really is. It's also, we do like 2 podcasts a week.
You think you like us enough to listen to us for 2 hours, but eventually you will stop liking us if you have to listen to us for 2 hours every week.
It's like a drug.
Trust me.
It's like at that hour and a half mark, it's like, God, I just can't stand to be around these people's voices anymore.
My lady has been listening to this podcast, trying to like plow through it. She's over halfway done, but every time there's a 2-hour episode that she gets to, I hear about it.
it's hard because some people do like really long episodes, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah. So, the thing is that since we have a story-based podcast, you can't just skip the longer episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you have to keep going.
You can,
anyway,
because usually our really long episodes are.
Sorry, buddy. If you are sad, you can listen to our random encounters, and that'll be like two hours a week.
So there you go. You know, it's always better to leave y'all wanting more.
And whenever we. If we're ever, like, just role-playing hard and heavy, sometimes we'll let it roll if there's not a good stopping point.
Yeah.
And who knows what happens in the future, but right now, you know, we can't lose out on our brand.
It doesn't mean we love you guys.
We do love you. We love you so much.
It doesn't mean so much. Yeah. We do it because we love you. Okay, so you can find us over at geeklyinc.com. It's our website. It seems to be better now. There's stuff on it.
Yeah.
There's a forum in there. You can go in there. Hopefully by the time you hear this, there'll be a wiki set up.
Yeah.
Moved over from the old site, so fingers crossed on that.
Yeah. And if you want to help out with anything at all, whether to be a mod on our forums, a mod on our wiki, if you want to be one of the many people giving us the best fan art in all the realms.
Oh, my God. So much good fan art.
They're, like, the best. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, someone's got to, you know, currently Super Ghost is just
Super Ghost has got,
up,
like,
but
straight up Disney style. That is,
yeah,
that is, like, the same guy who drew Aladdin.
There's also, there's the Twitters if you want to talk to us.
Yeah.
We're so lonely during the day. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. Or you can talk to us individually. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at the Mike Bachman, and this is not a joke. I feel like I need to share this. I check my Twitter for at replies like at least 5 times every minute. So just,
whoa.
I check a lot too, actually.
Just like chatting up, I'll respond.
Sometimes
hey,
I'm
man.
Busy, but
you know, this reminds me of the time that I was an RA and I told one of my new students coming in, hey man, RAs get bored too, so let me know if you want to hang out.
Yeah.
Just let me know. You'll play Super Smash Bros.
If you're if you're interested in seeing my really crazy Facebook screen caps, you should follow me on Twitter because I got some good ones. Really good.
I feel like my brain is sound.
What?
My brain.
Your brain
is sound.
It is. It's very sound. Anyway.
Okay, so that's gonna do it for us this week, everybody. Until next week. Let's keep it dicey out there.
Out there, you guys.
Every time. You keep it dicey
to
around the tree.
Faerun, keep it dicey, like Dritz does.
You know he do. I have not read any Dritz books.
Or that one guy that freaked me out at me for not knowing Dritz books.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.